In 1970, then-State Senator Lawton Chiles II walked from the Panhandle to the Keys. His son, Lawton Bud Chiles III, was 16 at the time. On a walk of his own this morning, Bud Chiles ambled down Ybor City's 7th Avenue, stopping and talking to everyone he could, from a homeless man asking for help to a mature Sarasota couple stopping for breakfast on their way to IKEA.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm Bud Chiles.
Perhaps to the chagrin of Democrats who fear he might split the November vote, thereby handing the governorship to a Republican, Chiles announced June 3rd that he was running without party affiliation. Today, he explained why.
I think the people of Florida desperately need an alternative. You know, I've got one opponent that's trying to buy the race. I've got another opponent that says she's going to raise $30 million. You know, that continues a system that keeps Floridians on the sidelines. We have problems that the people's needs, children, health care, education, jobs, none of those things are going well in the state right now. And a lot of that is because people are so busy all paying campaign contributions that they're not taking care of the basic needs of family. So our families are getting weaker. Our communities are getting weaker as a result of this political system.
He said money was a factor in his decision not to campaign against State Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink in the Democratic primary, but mostly, he says, because campaign dollars from special interests mean bad policy. Chiles gave a striking example of what happens under the influence of corporate dollars.
I mean, look what's going on out in the Gulf right now. That didn't start when the oil started gushing out. It started years ago in Tallahassee and in Washington because of money and campaign contributions and lax regulations and oversight. And I say no to that. I stand up to that. I'm standing up to say to BP, you're going to pay whatever community people need to have done. We're not going to wait around for you to say, yeah, we'll write the check or whatnot. My message to local citizens and local governments is do what you need to do to protect your shores. That's what I am not interested in doing, is to saddle myself to those funds, either from the Democratic Party or the Republican Party.
His father was the first Democratic governor to preside over a Republican-led legislature in Florida history. Chiles would likely face the same political challenge, not to mention legislators on both sides who are controlled by special interests. He said fighting corruption would be the first thing on his agenda.
We're going to clean up the government so that it's transparent. We're going to work to get elections fair so that the lines are not rigged. We're going to make the government the transparent, all of the government activities, and do our best to try to diminish or close down the role of leadership funds and 527, things that that keep Floridians from being able to have a level playing field and engaging in their government.
The second, he said, would be shifting more governing power to local communities.
I want government to be larger in communities and smaller in Tallahassee. So I would send a lot more block grant money to local communities like Hillsborough for juvenile diversionary programs, for preschool programs, for teacher training and pay, for after-school programs, for foster kid programs.
He said another thing he'd like to tackle is energy policy.
I mean, we're the Sunshine State, for crying out loud. And if we can't use this as a wake-up call for getting to a more sustainable approach. Again, a big problem is the money that's in the system. Utilities have so much money and so much power that they've been able to essentially block decentralized subsidies for consumers. And I talked to the NRDC guys, and they're going to help me with this, but I know they've got some legal actions they're taking against the utilities. But
as for immigration policy, Chiles said he's for strong border enforcement, but would leave it to the feds.
You know, the state of Florida doesn't have a border patrol or a Coast Guard, so we're dependent on the federal government to protect our borders. And as governor, I would be very aggressive with the federal government to demand that they do protect our borders, because we've got a lot of things that have happened in our past in Florida that have created a lot of immigration problems for us, like the Mariel boat lift. But I'm concerned about the part of the Arizona law that makes citizens feel like suspects. And I'm not for that. I'm not for having people stop because they look a certain way by law enforcement. I think that's a bad, that's not democratic, and I would oppose that part of it.
Chiles has walked over 300 miles in the past year as part of a grassroots campaign to engage the public. But the governor's race is still anyone's game if most voters are like that Sarasota couple that was en route to IKEA.
Well, we're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want us to tell you that?
Well, no, it's what...
No, not yet.
We're going to be in between.
You're still contemplating these choices?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
From Ybor City, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.